now. We thank you for bringing us together. We just pray that you will speak to each of our hearts today.
主啊，我们求你啊，帮助我们，也谢谢你把我们今天带到这里来，求你对我们每个人的心说话。
Lord, our prayer is that we will understand and appreciate the importance of what we're studying.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们明白，也感谢，就是您要今天教给我们的东西。
The Bible says, after death there's judgment, and we must be ready.
主啊，圣经告诉我们，死后有审判，我们要做好准备。
And so today, Lord, we pray that each of us will pay attention to the truths of God, so that we will be ready on Judgment Day.
主啊，求你帮助我们每个人都特别关注您要今天给我们讲的审判的信息，让我们做好准备。
So we give thanks now. Pray that you will bless each one. We ask the blessing in Jesus' name.
我们为每个人献上感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we've been going through this chart, trying to learn what's going to be happening in the future.
哦，我们已经学了两个星期这个关于这个表了，就是学将来要发生什么事情。
And so we're going to continue studying this today. The ladies will not be having a class with Norma today.
今天就是姐妹们就不跟 Norma 一起去学了，我们还继续把这个表讲完。
All right, so some of you have not seen this chart before, so we're going to have a little review, and then we will get into some new material.
有些今天第一次看到这个表的朋友们，我们先复习一下前两节讲的东西。
The chart begins way over here on the left, I guess. And it indicates that everyone who is born, the Lord Jesus said, is born on what is called the broad way or the broad road.
这张表是从左面到右面这样展开的，然后最左边呢，就是主告诉我们，每个人一生下来就是先生在这条宽路上的。
The problem is that the broad way leads to destruction.
问题就是这条宽路是引向死亡的。
And after death to hell.
然后死后呢，就有阴间。
And we don't want to go there, and the Lord Jesus doesn't want us to go there.
我们不想去那里，然后主耶稣也不希望我们去那里。
So the Lord Jesus, when he was alive, said in John chapter 10, he said, I am the way. He says, I am the door.
主耶稣在世的时候呢，他在约翰福音10章9节里面讲，他说，我就是那条路，我就是那个门。
He says, if anyone will come in by me, he will have eternal life.
每个人从我这里进去的就会有永生。
So, each of us then must choose whether we stay on the broad way or take the narrow way that leads to life.
我们每个人都要做一个选择，你是继续在宽路上走呢，还是选择这条窄路，到选择到生命的这条路。
But to take the narrow way, we must choose.
但是我们要走这条窄路呢，我们必须做选择。
Very good. Spring.
Spring here.
Is there a seat there? Good. Okay. The only way we get on the narrow way is to make a choice.
我们只有通过一个选择才能走上这条窄路。
Each one of us must decide, okay, I decide now, today, I am going to leave the Broadway, I'm going to choose to follow Jesus.
每个人都要做一个决定，说好，今天我要离开这条宽路，我要跟随主耶稣走那条窄路。
So we often sing the little chorus, I have decided to follow Jesus.
有一首很短的圣诗唱的就是，我决定跟随耶稣。
Alright, so if you decide to follow Jesus, you get to go to heaven.
如果你跟随了耶稣，你将来就会去天堂。
If you don't, you will go to hell.
如果你不选择跟随耶稣，你就只能去地狱。
After you die, your body will go to the grave.
你 你死了以后，你的身体就埋在了坟墓里。
And then at the time of the resurrection, why, the bodies of people who are going to be in heaven, the bodies will be raised, and the bodies of dead people who are going to hell, they will also be united with their spirit.
就是最后的这个复活的时候呢，这个坟墓里的身体它也会重新复活，不光是信耶稣的，不信耶稣他在地狱里他的那个身体也会重新联合起来，跟他的那个魂重新结合起来。
And the other exciting thing is that someday, we hope soon, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back and call all the Christians from the earth.
我们另外一个盼望就是很快主耶稣可能就会来，他在空中把教会都提到空中去。
And so two kinds of Christians will rise on that day. Christians who are still alive, they'll go up on that arrow.
有两类基督徒他会在被教会被提那一天起来，一个就是这边的这一条，就是当时还活着的人。
And the Christians who've already died, their bodies will also rise on that day, and they will go up to meet the Lord Jesus in the air.
另外就是已经死去的基督徒，他们的身体也会复活，然后到空中去和主相见。
And after that comes the judgment time.
然后在这之后呢，就来到了审判的时间。
Now, I'm going to tell you a lot about this, but first of all, just to tell you that the Bible says there are two different judgments.
我们先讲一下，圣经讲了两种审判。
There's a judgment for Christians here at the top.
在上面的这个就是给基督徒的审判。
And there's another judgment down here for people who are not believers.
还有在这下面，这个是给不信主的人的审判。
Two different judgment times. All right, so we're going to learn a little bit now about the judgment for Christians.
我们现在学习一下给基督徒的审判。
So take your Bibles, and we're going to turn to several verses. First of all, Hebrews chapter 9.
我们先看希伯来书九章。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
二十七节在三百九十四页，新约的三百九十四页。
And this is on page number 394, if you're using the big blue Bible.
大蓝本的三百九十四页二十七节。
All right, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. So I'd like someone to read that first of all in Chinese and then someone else in English, please.
我们先请一位用中文读，然后我们再请另外一位用英文读。
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And someone in English?
谁用英文读一下。
Just as man is...
Destined
to die once, and after that to face judgment.
All right, destiny, destiny. Is the future. He's destined. It's a time that is going to be ahead for him. No avoiding it. After death, there will be judgment.
Destiny 就是最终的结局，就是不管谁，将来的结局都是要面临审判。
All right, so.We die, what's next?
我们死了，接下去会发生什么呢？
Judgment.
审判。
Right. And so that's very difficult. A lot of people don't want to die.
就很难接受，因为很多人都不想死。
And the reason they don't want to die is they don't want to face the judgment that will come after death.
他们不想死，因为他们不想面对死后要来的审判。
So, the Bible says it's unavoidable. After death, there will be judgment.
就但圣经告诉我们不可避免的，每个人都要面临审判死后。
And now to the Old Testament, please, the book of Ecclesiastes. In your Bibles, Sorry, go ahead.
我们看那个旧约的传道书。
In your Bibles, there's the book of Psalms. After Psalms, Proverbs. And after Proverbs, Ecclesiastes.
就是在诗篇和箴言后面的那一卷书，就是传道书。
And we'll go to chapter 13, I believe it is.
十三章。
Sorry, it's chapter 12, verse 13. Sorry.
十二章的十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. We'll read the last two verses of the chapter.
我们读最后的这两节经文，十三、十四节。
The book of Ecclesiastes asks the question, what is life all about?
这个传道书呢，通篇就问了一个问题，人为什么要活着？
And many people have supposed answers to that question, but not everybody knows what life is all about.
有些人只是不想面对这个问题，但是每一个人都不知道答案。
And so Ecclesiastes says, well, is life all about making money?
那个是，你活着是为了挣钱吗？
Or is it about having a good time?
是为了玩得开心吗？
Or is life all about making big projects?
是为了能够建功立业做一个大项目吗？
And then we've got the conclusion. So the conclusion we're going to read now is the answer, what is life all about?
然后这个整传道书最终的两节就告诉了我们这样的一个总结。
So somebody again please in Chinese and then we'll do the English.
还是那样，先请一位朋友读中文，然后再找另外一位朋友读英文。
这些事都已听见了，总业就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
All right, and someone else will read it, please, in English for me.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, all has been heard. Here is the
conclusion
of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing.Whatever it is, good or evil.
Very, very good. All right. So what is life all about?
生活的这个生命的意义到底是什么呢?
Life is about fearing God and keeping His commandments.
生命就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
So to fear God doesn't mean to run around scared all the time, but it does mean to respect Him and to acknowledge that we must do what He says.
敬畏神并不是要跑开害怕他，而是我们要尊敬他，然后感谢他为我们所做的一切。
So in a good family, the children don't fear their father in the sense that they're afraid of him.
在一个好的家庭，孩子们敬畏他们的父亲，并不是说他们害怕他们的父亲。
But a good child will fear his father in the sense that he will not want to displease him.
那一个好孩子，他敬畏他的父亲，是从这个意义上讲的，就是他不想让他的父亲不高兴。
All right. Now, verse 14 explains why...We are to fear God and keep His commandments.
第十四节呢，就解释了为什么我们要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
And the answer is because God will bring into judgment every deed.
因为神要把每一个我们所做的行为都拿来审判。
So what is going to be the subject matter on Judgment Day?
就是审判的那一天要审判的是那个目的那个目标是什么呢那个标的是什么呢
The answer is everything you've ever done.
是你所做的一切事。
Wow, you say. All right. Now, it isn't just everything you've done, but it's also every hidden thing.
不仅是你做的每一件事，而且是连一切隐藏的事也要被审判。
So the Bible in general says that three things will be judged on Judgment Day.
圣经讲有三件事情我们在那个审判日的时候要被审判。
First of all, everything you did.
第一个就是你所做的每一件事。
Secondly, everything you said.
第二个就是你说的每一句话。
And thirdly,Everything you thought.
还有一个就是你曾经思想过的每一个想法。
Okay, so if that's the case, how long is Judgment Day going to take?
如果是这样的话，这个审判这一天得搞多长时间啊
？Oh, you see, that's going to take a long time.
那可能要审判好久了。
How long does God have?
神有多少时间呢
？He's got forever. That'll be long enough.
他有永恒可以来审判我们。
Okay, so, why would you fear God? Because He's going to judge us for everything.
为什么要敬畏神呢？因为他会为你所有的一切来审判你。
Oh dear, you say, I don't know that I want to look forward to that.
然后他说，哎呦，如果是这样的话，我可不盼着这一天来到。
All right. So, let's go next to John.Chapter 5.
然后我们再看约翰福音的五章。
John chapter 5. And we're going to read together verse 24.
读二十四节。
Someone in Chinese, please.
还是刚才那样，先用中文，再用英文。
我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
All right, and someone else in English.
I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
All right, this is a marvelous verse. Tells us what happens when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, He will have eternal life and not be condemned.
这句经文告诉我们，如果我们信了耶稣基督以后会发生什么事，这件事就是我们不再被定罪了。
In the Greek language, the word condemned is the same as the word for judged.
在希腊文里面 ,condemned, 定罪这个词和审判这个词是一样的。
And strangely now, this verse says that if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you hear and believe, you will not be judged.For all the bad things you've done, or said, or thought, that judgment is put aside.
这句经文就告诉我们，当我们听到了福音，选择相信他，选择接受耶稣做我们的救主以后呢，你就不再被为你所做的所有的事、所说的话、所有的所有的想法被审判了，这个审判就取消了。
So you say.That's very nice. I like that. Because I don't want to be judged for all the bad things I've done.
然后你会长出一口气说，哎，这太好了，我可不愿意为我做的不好的事情而被审判。
All right, let's keep going on the logic now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们再按照这个逻辑的思路来到这个 2 Corinthians
5.
第五章。
And we're going to read together verse 10.
第十节，三百一十八页，哥林多后书五章十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10.
哥林多后书五章十节。
And someone can read that in Chinese next, please.
嗯，还是那样，先读中文。
因为我们众人必要在祭台前显露自己，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
All right, and someone else in English.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive that it is due him for the sins done, while in the body, whether good or bad.
All right, so this verse says that there is judgment, it's judgment for the Christian, and the Christians will be judged and they will be rewarded for all the good things they have done.
这里面说的审判是对基督徒的审判，他基督徒会为他们所做的善事而得到奖赏。
Now they don't get good rewards for doing bad things.
他做的坏事他不会得到奖赏的。
But they will get good rewards for the good things that they have done.
但他会为他所做的好事善事而得到奖赏。
And so the Lord Jesus told many parables or stories about people who did good things and they got good rewards.
主在福音书里面举了很多的比喻，讲了很多的故事，就关于做好事的人将来会得到很好的奖赏。
Very often the rewards that they got were rewards of responsibility in the eternal kingdom.
经常主提到的这个奖赏呢，就是将来他在永恒里面所担负的责任。
And the answer is, so what are you going to do forever?
这个问题就是你将来要在永恒里干什么呢？
When you get to heaven, would you like a good job or a bad job?
Good job. 你以后到天堂，你想有一个好工作还是个坏工作呢？
How do you get a good job in heaven?
我想要一个好工作。
You do a good job now.
如果你想要将来天堂上有好工作，你现在就要做好事。
And the Lord Jesus says, you do a good little job now, and when you get to heaven, he'll give you a good big job.
如果你现在做了一点好的行为的话，将来你会得到更大的，在天堂更大的好的工作。
And with that, great honor and glory and reward.
那个工作会给你带来很多的这个荣耀、尊贵和颂赞。
So this is all for Christians.
这个是给基督徒的。
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章，就是这卷书前面那一卷书。
All right, and we're going to read a section here. All right, I think maybe someone should read the verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. And I want you to read that in Chinese first, then we'll read it in English.And then we'll study it together.
我们这里要不是一句话，要读一段，就是从九节到十五节。我们先请一个朋友来帮我们用中文读，然后我们一起用英文读，然后我们再来研究这一段讲的什么。
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基。有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
All right, let's, I'll read it in English, you follow along. For we are God's fellow workers.
You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. All right, so this requires some explanation. First of all, the apostle is saying that we are like two kinds of things.
这里面使徒保罗说我们就像两样东西。
Number one, our life is like a field.
一个是我们的生命就像一块田地。
Number two, our life is like a building.
另外就像一个房子。
That's what verse 9 says.
这就是第九节讲的。
Okay, so if your life is a field, what would you like to grow in the field of your life?
如果你的生命是一块田的话，你准备在里头种点什么呢？
Well, you'd probably say, a lot of you are ladies, you ladies would say, I would like some pretty flowers in my field.
有些女士可能想我想种点漂亮的花。
And you might say, I would like some big, strong trees.
有的人说我要种一点这种很高大的树。
You might say, I would like a really, really good crop.
有的人说我种点好庄稼。
I'd like lots of vegetables.
或者蔬菜。
And I'd like some fruit trees because I like plums and peaches.
或者果树,李子啊,或者桃子。
Okay, so we all want something to grow. Raise your hand if you want a field of weeds.
如果谁想要一片长满杂草的田地的话,请举手。
You say, I don't want weeds in my field. So, God says, we're all fields. We determine what grows in the fields of our life.
在这里神说我们每个人都是田地，我们来决定在这个田地里种什么。
Similarly, we're a builder.
同样我们也是一个盖房子的。
And as you go through life, you're building a building.
然后你日子一天天过，其实你就在一天天造房子。
But we don't all build the same kind of building.
但是我们每个人造的房子都不一样。
So the question is, what kind of a building do you want to have?
问题就是你想造一个什么样的房子呢？
And if you're like me, you'd like a building that's a good, strong, nice building.
如果你想像我这样做一个又结实又高大的房子的话，那很好。
All right. So here's our choice. Now, there's a little chorus that we used to sing when we were children. And it went something like this. We are building day by day.
我们小时候经常唱一首圣诗，里面就这样唱着：“我们每天都造一点点。”At
our work and at our play.
我们工作的时候、玩耍的时候都在造。Little
builders, all are we.
我们都是小小建筑工。Building
for eternity.
是为永恒而建造。
All right, and so the apostle then says in verse 12, or before that, he says, verse 11, no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
在十一节里，使徒保罗说，除了耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
So when you become a Christian, you start building a new life.
如果你已经是基督徒的话，你就开始在建造你的新生活了。
And you build it on a different foundation.
然后你是在不同的地基上在盖这个东西。
Now the Lord Jesus said when he was alive, there's two kinds of foundations you can build on.
主耶稣在世的时候他说过，就有两种地基。
He said, you can build your house on a rock.
你可以在石头上盖房子。
Or he said you could build your house on some sand.
也可以在沙土上盖房子。
But he says, remember, if you build your house on the sand and the storm comes, what's going to happen to the house?
如果你是在沙土上盖房子，如果暴风雨来了的话，你的房子会怎么样呢？
If you get a river running through your house and your house is built on the sand, what's going to happen to your house?
如果一条河冲过来，然后正好冲到你的房子底下，你的房子就会。
But if your house is built on a rock,then the rain can come. It's not going to wash your house away. It's built on a rock.
但如果你把房子盖在石头上呢，不管这个雨多大，都不会把你的房子冲垮。
And then Jesus said, he says, he who hears my words and does what I said, he's the one who builds his house on a rock.
主说，凡是听见我的话又去行的，这人就是把他的房子盖在石头上。
But he says the person who hears what I said and doesn't do what I said, he's the one who's building on the sand.
那些听了我的命令不去做的，那些人就是把房子盖在沙土上。
So when you read your Bible and you see, and the Bible says you should do this, you better say, okay, I know I should, therefore that's what I want to do. Lord, you help me, I'm going to do what you say.
如果你读圣经的时候，圣经教导你应该这样做的话，你会说好的，这就是我应该做的，我会去做的。
If you do that, it's like building on a rock.
你这样做的话，你就是把你的房子盖在了石头上。
Okay, now this verse says what verse was it? Other foundation can no man lay. Verse 11, it says. The foundation that we're all building on is a rock. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you leave the sandy soil and you say, from now on, I'm building on the rock.
十一节里讲这个根基就是石头的根基，就是耶稣基督。当你信了耶稣基督以后，你就把你的房子盖在了石头上。
Okay, but the building of life is tried two ways, not just by a river.
但是这个生命的房屋呢是被两种试探所考验的。
The building of life is also going to be tried by fire.
就不仅它会被水冲，也会被火烧。
So, some of you have seen pictures of the houses recently destroyed by fire.
我们可能看见了一个照片，就是最近有个房子被火烧了。
And if you're like me, you're amazed because there's a fireplace and a great big chimney standing and nothing else around. Everything else was burned up.
然后因为 Harold 看见，他说就剩了一个烟囱，剩下的其他全部都烧完了。
So the Bible doesn't say you can build with brick or wood.
然后这里面说就你不要用草木。
But the Bible says you can build with this. You can build with gold.Or silver, or precious stones.
圣经说你要用金银宝石来建造。
Or you can build with wood, and with hay, and with straw.
如果你用草木和秸建造的话呢？
So what happens if you build a house out of wood, and the fire comes?
如果你盖的是个木头房子，如果着火了的话怎么办？对，会发生什么？
Okay, it's all going to burn up.
就全部都烧没了。
What happens if you build a house out of hay and the fire comes?
如果是用干草盖的房子呢？火一烧起来呢？
Okay, first of all, it's not going to be a very good house.
首先用草盖的房子可能不怎么好。
But it's still going to burn up.
然后而且它也会被烧光了。
And if you burn a house out of straw, that's even worse.
如果用禾秸造呢？
But it'll all burn up.
对，就更差劲了。
What if you were to build a house out of gold?
如果你用金子造一个房子呢？
Okay, when I think that, my first thought is, it'd be a pretty small house. I don't have much gold, so I don't know about that.
首先想，哎呦，这个房子可能
很小。But if I were to build a house out of gold and the fire came through, what would happen?
如果你盖了个金房子，火烧。
The gold might melt.
那金子可能。
But the gold's still going to be there. Okay?It'll change. It's still going to be gold.
那金子可能会化了，但是它还在那儿。它可能形状改变了，但它不会消失的。
If it was made out of silver, what would happen?
如果是银的呢？
Same thing. If it were made out of precious stones, diamonds and emeralds and rubies, what would happen?
如果是宝石呢？像钻石啊，什么的。
Okay, still be there. If you had a nice emerald ring, gold ring with an emerald in it, after the fire, why the gold may be twisted and so on, but the emerald would still be there and the gold would still be there. You fix it up, it would still be a nice ring. You had to put it back together, it would still be there.
如果你是一个戴了一个戒指，这种金的，然后上面镶了一个宝石的话，如果烧着火的话，那个金子会化弯曲变形，但那个宝石还在。然后你把那个金子重新再弄一下，就又是一个好的戒指了。
Okay, now the problem is that when judgment day comes, judgment day is going to be like fire.
嗯，然后我们要注意，就是审判那一天来的时候，审判就像火一样。
All right, verse 14.
十四节。
If what he has built survives, gold, silver, precious stone, he will receive his reward.
人在那耕地上所建造的工程，就是用金银宝石造的那个房子，若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
Okay, so it isn't just that you build with gold, silver, and precious stones, and you get them. You're going to get a reward too. In addition to that, you're going to get a new house. But it's going to be a beautiful house.
对，不仅你造房子，这个金银宝石这些材料还在，而且你要得到更多，你会得到一个新的房子的。
But verse 15 says, if it is burned up,He will suffer loss.
十五节说，如果人的工程被烧没了，他就要受亏损。
So you can imagine, you can imagine on Judgment Day, standing there looking, and the fire comes up to your house that you've built, and you watch, and it all it burns up, and you say, oh dear, oh dear, oh, and it's gone.
然后你可以想象，在审判那天，如果火烧过你所盖的那个房子，你就一点点看它消失、消失、消失，最后都没了。
How are you going to feel?
你会感觉怎么样
？Suffer loss.、
你就会承受你的损失了。
And you saw, on the news recently, you saw the people who lost everything in the fire. How do they feel? Pretty bad, crying. Sure.
我们一看到那个遭火灾的那些人，他们家都烧没的话，他们的心情是怎么样？很悲伤。
Okay, so here's the Christian now. Okay, he's trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. Jesus has become his solid rock foundation.
然后我们现在来看这个基督徒，他接受耶稣做他的救主了以后，他就把他的房子建在一个非常坚固的根基上了。
So he says, "All right, I'm going to start building now."
然后他说：“好，我现在要开始盖了。”
He builds with a little bit of gold.
然后他用了一点黄金。
But he says, man, this is slow.
然后他说，哎呦，这太慢了。
I think I could do faster. So he goes and gets some wood and some hay and he builds up and everything looks good. It just builds really fast. Oh, he says, this is much better.
然后他就用了一些木料，用了点草，然后把这些材料都加起来。哎呦，这下盖快了，很快就盖完了。
Then on Judgment Day, the fire comes and there's only a little bit left.
然后在审判日火烧了以后，只剩下一点点留下了。
But verse 15 goes on to say, he himself will be saved.
但十五节说，他自己却要得救。
But only as one escaping through the flames.
但虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
So will the Christian who builds with wood, hay, and stubble, will he go to heaven?
如果一个基督徒他是用草木和秸建房子的话，他还会去天堂吗
？Yes.
Yeah, he goes to heaven.
他是的，他去天堂。
But he's pretty sad when he gets there. He says, "Oh, I could have. I should. Why shouldn't I could have done?" Oh, how sad he will feel. He'll be saved, but he'll suffer loss.
然后他会感觉不太好。他说：“哎呀，我当时为什么要这样做呢？”他虽然得救了，但是他要承受损失，亏损。
Now the other one says, "He says I'm going to build with gold and silver and precious stones because they will go through the fire."
那另外一个基督说，我要用金银宝石造，因为这些能扛得住火。
So the question is, what's gold, silver, precious stones?
问题就是金银宝石到底是什么呢
？And what's wood, hay, stubble?
然后这个草木禾秸是什么东西
？And I'm not going to take a lot of time to prove this point, but I'm going to tell you what they are, and then you can learn more about them later.
我不想花时间来证明我说的这些东西是什么，我只想告诉你结论。
The Bible teaches.That gold is people.
但是圣经告诉我们，金子就是人。
Okay, what are you going to do with your life?
然后你要怎么样用你的生命呢
？Answer: I am going to build people.
然后说我要去建造人。
Okay, you got a family that you love. What are you going to do with your life? I'm going to tell them about Jesus.
因为我们都有家人
people for Jesus.
然后我要把福音告诉我的家人为耶稣赢得人
You've got a neighbor on the street.
我们有街上的邻居
Take your Bible. You're going to say, I've got to tell you about Jesus.
你拿起圣经说我要告诉你耶稣基督
Now, you might spend a lot of time telling people and you might not find a lot of people who are going to say, yes, I want Jesus.
你可能跟很多人说，但是没有几个人愿意说好的，我愿意相信。
But you see, you're building gold.
但你知道吗？你是在用黄金在建房子。
If you wanted to be a gold miner in British Columbia, you got to go through a lot of rock and dirt to get gold.
如果你想在温哥华开这个金矿的话，你可能要挖很深，挖很多的沙子泥土的。
Okay.So, gold is building people. You can build all kinds of other things. You can build money. You can build a good job. You can build a beautiful this, that, or the other thing. But what's going to last on Judgment Day is the people that you built.
你可以用你的生命去干别的，挣钱呐、啊，这个过得很舒服啊，很多很多其他的事情。但是只有你去赢得灵魂，这个才是。你用黄金在盖房子，将来审判的时候才会留下。
Now the Bible says that silver is the Bible.
然后圣经告诉我们，银就是圣经。
Psalm chapter 12 and verse 6, silver is the Bible.
诗篇十二篇六节讲，圣经就是银子。
So what are you going to build with?
你可以用什么来建造呢？
Well, you can say, listen, you listen to me, I got lots of good things to tell you.
你会说跟我听我说吧，我会有好多人要告诉你。
Or you say, no, I'm going to build with the Bible. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says.
就是你不要跟别人说你自己认为什么，你要用圣经的话告诉别人。
When you build with the Bible, you will be building something strong to endure the fire, like silver.
如果你用圣经来建造一个人的话呢，你会，非常的结实，然后到审判日的时候也会存住。
But if you just build with your own words,
如果你只是用你自己的话来教导别人的话呢
，then probably you're going to have to say next time you meet your friend, "So sorry, I was wrong when I spoke to you last time."
那你可能下次见到这个人就会说，哦，对不起，我上次讲错了。
And we make lots of mistakes. You preach the Bible.
我们也讲有犯过很多错误。我们要用圣经来教导人。
And the third thing is precious stones.
那第三个是金银宝石，是宝石。
diamonds,
钻石,
rubies, emeralds, sapphires.
这些宝石名字我不知道。
I don't know the names of other precious stones.
Jade.
Jade, yes. Okay. So I don't have any precious stones, so I don't worry about that. Okay. What are precious stones? Gold is?
People.
Silver is?
Bible.
The Bible. Precious stones is Christ-like character.
Oh, 宝石就是像耶稣基督那样的品格。
Okay. I want to be like Jesus.
我想像耶稣基督那样。
When I act like Jesus, then I'm building with precious stones.
如果我像耶稣基督那样生活的话，我就是在用宝石盖房。
When I act like Harold, it's all going to burn up.
如果我活得像 Harold 那样，我就会被烧毁了。
Okay, but when I act like Jesus, so these are the three things you're going to do in your building. You're going to build with the character of Jesus. You're going to build with the words of the Bible. And you're going to build with the lives of people. You're going to put those three things together. And on Judgment Day, you are going to be beautiful. And you're going to be rich.And you're going to be rewarded.
就如果我们用这三种建房子，一个是像耶稣基督那样的品格，一个是用圣经里神的话，一个是用人来建造你的房子的话，你将来在审判的时候，你就能够留下，而且会得到很好的奖赏。
Okay, but there are three other things you can build with. The first thing you can build with is wood.
另外还有三种建房子的材料，第一个就是木头。
And in the Bible, wood often speaks of my own project.
木头在圣经里总是指我的工程。
Okay, I'm going to do something. I'm pretty good. I'll build this. And so wood is the kinds of things that we can build ourselves.
这木头就是我凭我的能力能建的东西。
And when we're finished,We're not going to have very much. It's all going to burn up.
但是即使我们盖好了，将来审判的时候也不会留下什么了。
Hay is in the Bible often referred to as something which grows naturally.
那个干草呢，是在圣经里是指这种自然生长的东西。
So if you go to, the caribou in our province, up north into the caribou, you will find lots of hay grows naturally in the field.
那caribou以北的那个地方就在我们 BC 省，那都长了很多的那个干草。
You don't have to plant it.
你不需要种它们。
And the cows will just go and eat it.
然后牛就去那个草地上就去吃这个干草。
It's all just very natural.
就是很自然的就这样生长的。
And you and I could build that way. We could say, well, I'm pretty good. I'm good at this. I'll do what comes naturally.
我们也可以这样建造我们的生命，就是就是顺其自然吧，随遇而安吧，就这样过一天。
And the Christian says, I don't want to do that. I want to build with that which is going to count for Jesus, even if it's not natural.
然后我们基督徒不这样，我们说我们要做主让我们做的事。即使它不是自然生，就自然就能够长出来的。
Billy Graham is the great preacher.
Bill Graham, 葛培里。
Okay, and he went to Bible school.
然后他去上圣经学校。
And he joined the preachers club.
然后就参加了这个讲道人的俱乐部。
He didn't do very well in preachers club.
他在那个讲道人俱乐部里表现的不是特别好。
But God said, I can help you. And God made him an outstanding preacher, but it wasn't natural.
但是神说我要帮助你成为一个好的传道人，然后他最后就成为一个非常出色的传道人，虽然这个不是他天然就有这样的一个能力。
One of the preachers who used to preach here years ago was a man by the name of Peter Brandon.
就是很多年前在这个十字教会讲到过的一个传道人叫 Peter Brandon.
I'm not sure whether he wanted to be a preacher or not.
我不确定他自己想不想成为一个传道人。
But basically he knew he couldn't be a preacher because he stuttered.
对，因为他可能不想，因为他是有点口吃的。
He said, I could never be a
preacher. 他说我永远也不会成为一个传道人的。
And still he started to preach.
但是他开始传道了。
And when he started to preach, he lost his stutter.
但是一旦他开始讲道，他就不再口吃了。
God doesn't want to use what comes naturally.
神不会用一些就自然就有的这个能力。
God wants to use what he can do for you. He wants to use the supernatural in your life, the gold, the silver, and the precious stone.
神要用那些超自然的东西，就是他给你的东西。
Wood, hay, stubble, or straw is the last one.
最后一个是那个和解
吧。And the Bible says that straw often is a picture of things that are evil, wicked, bad.
和解在圣经里面总是指那些邪恶的东西，不好的东西。
And it's even possible for Christians to do things, build things bad.They can say bad words. They can tell lies.
即使基督徒他们有的时候也会用一些不好的东西来建造自己的房屋，比如说他说一些不好的话，讲脏话。
Okay. All those are going to burn up. Wood, hay, straw, going to burn up.
草木和秸都会被烧掉的。
All right. So back to our chart.
回到我们的这个。
The judgment seat of Christ, very important.
这个基督台前的审判就是给基督徒的这个非常重要的。
We call this Rewards Day.
我们管这一日叫做奖赏日。
Now, of course, there's going to be another judgment. It's down here on the lower, right side.
然后还有一个审判日就是这个地方，下面一点。
So, let's turn to the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录。
Chapter
20. 20章
Revelation chapter 20. And again, I'm going to get you to read it both in Chinese first, and then in English. We'll read from verse 11. Down to the end of the chapter. Someone in Chinese, then someone in English, please.
我们从十一节一直读到这一章的结束，就是十五节，还是一样，先请用中文读。458页，启示录二十章。启示录二十章11-15节，458页。谁用中文读一下？
我又看见了一个白色的大宝座，坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。我又看见了死的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且又有一卷展开，就是生命册，死了的人都凭着这些卷案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照国人所行的受审判，死亡和阴间也必扔在火里，这火符就是第二次的死。若有人名字没记在生命册上，他们就必扔在火符里。
All right, let's read together then from verse 11.
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne.And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Okay, that's pretty serious. So this all happens here at the end. Let me follow the line on the bottom. Three lines across the page. The line on the top is the people who trust the Lord Jesus Christ. They choose the narrow way. They go across the top of the page. The people who stay on the broad way, they go across the bottom of the page. And the people who are still alive after the Lord Jesus Christ comes at the rapture, they go through the middle of the page.
所以这幅图上有三条线，一个上面这条线呢，就是走了这条进了这个门，走了窄路的基督徒，然后他们就走上面这根线，然后呢，在宽路上的不信主的人呢，就走这条线，最后到了这个审判。然后中间这条线呢，就是主再来提教会的时候，当时还活在世上的人，他们要经过这个大灾难。这样。
So after then after the church has gone to heaven, the rapture, there's going to be a resurrection of the dead bodies. They're going to go to the judgment seat of Christ. Their soul and spirit will come out of hell. They'll be united at the judgment seat of Christ.
当主来把教会提走了以后呢，这个不信主的死了的人，他们的身体要从坟墓里出来，然后和他们呢在地狱里的这个灵魂结合一起，然后站在这个白色大宝座的审判台前。
So there are two resurrections.
所以这有两个复活。The
first resurrection is here before the judgment seat of Christ. That's for Christians.
第一个复活是基督徒的复活，他们复活了以后呢，是要站在基督台前接受那个奖赏的那个审判。The
other resurrection for the bad people comes much later, as we will see, and it's going to be at this point. So you got two resurrections. You got a resurrection here and a resurrection here.
所以这有两个复活，一个复活是在基督台前的得奖赏的，还有一个就是稍后一些的，然后要中间还经过很多事情以后，然后再到不信的人在复活在白色大宝座前审判。After
each resurrection will come judgment.
但是每一次复活以后，每一种复活以后都是要审判的。
All right, so what do we know about this resurrection?
关于这个审判我们都知道些什么呢?
It is called a great white throne resurrection.
这个叫做白色大宝座前的复活。Why
do you think it is called a throne resurrection?
为什么叫宝座的复活呢?
Because Jesus Christ is the king.
因为耶稣基督那时候已经是王了。
And he's very, very high.
因为他是国王嘛，他就坐在很高很高的宝座上。
He's so high and powerful that earth and sky flee away from him.
然后他坐得特别高，他特别的伟大，以至于天地都要在他面前退去。
He is a big and a fearsome God.
那时候他是一个伟大的，令人可畏的神。
It is called a white throne. Why is it called a white throne?
为什么叫白色的大宝座呢?
Holy. Holy. No sin there.
圣洁没有罪。
Only righteousness for his throne.
只有义，没有，只有公义在这个宝座上。
I think it was last week, we were talking about lies.
嗯，我们上次上节课讲过这个谎言。
Not at this meeting, but I think it was Wednesday night. We were talking about lies, and we were talking about several kinds of lies. There's white lies, and then there's gray lies, and then there's black lies, and then there's really, really black lies.
我们讲过三种谎言，一个是白色的谎言、灰色的谎言，还有黑色的谎言，甚至还有一种墨黑墨黑的谎言。
Okay.Compared to the great white throne, what color are lies?
跟这个白色大宝座来比的话，我们的谎言是什么颜色呢？
All lies are black lies.
所有的谎言都是。
When examined against the great white throne.
对比那个完全纯洁无瑕的白的，我们所有的谎言全都是黑色的。
Okay, so this is a very, very serious throne.
这是一个非常严肃的审判的宝座。
The Bible tells us elsewhere that the judge on the throne is Jesus Christ.
就是圣经在别的地方告诉我们，坐在这个宝座上的审判官是谁呢？是耶稣基督。
So it's Jesus Christ who's on the throne. All right. On this particular throne, this judgment, they're going to ask for evidence.
嗯，在这个。宝座前呢，他会让大家拿出证据来。
Okay, so for every judgment that we know, there's got to be evidence.
嗯，在法官面前都要陈明证据。
And so there's two kinds of books that are going to be there.
嗯，所以有两种书在宝座前展开的。
And the first kind of books is the books of every single thing that we've done.
第一本书记载了我们做的每一件事情。
Okay, God keeps a record of all that we've done. And the record gets longer and longer and longer. But all that we've done is recorded in the books.
嗯，然后神记录了我们所做的每一件事情，这个记录会很长，然后它是记录在书上的。
So the verse we read in Ecclesiastes says that God will bring into judgment every work and every hidden thing.
所以我们刚才在传道书里面读到，就是神会审判我们一切的事，甚至一切隐藏的事。
So the hidden things are written in the books too.
那些隐藏的事也写在这书上了。
All right. So, verse 12 at the end says, the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books.
十二节的后半段就说，死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And these people were called the dead people.
这些人叫死了的人。
Because you see, they had rejected the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and therefore, even though they weren't still, they were dead in body, but more than that, they were dead in their relationship to God.
因为这些人为什么叫死了的呢？因为他们是拒绝耶稣基督的人，所以他不但他的身体死了，而且他是在和主的关系上彻底分开了。
So many years ago, I was speaking to a man about the fact that he needed to trust the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
很多年前我对一个人告诉他，说你是需要接受耶稣基督做你的救主的。
He told me he hadn't done that.
然后他告诉我，我还没有接受。
And so I asked him, I said, now, when you die, and when you stand before God,What are you going to plead?
然后我就问他说，当你死了以后，你站在神的面前的时候，你想求什么？
And he said, guilty.
他说我想起。
He's going to plead guilty.
Plead guilty.
Yeah, that's, no, this man wasn't forgiven. This man had not been forgiven. He said, I am going to plead guilty.
他会为我们。他就说为我所犯的罪而来请求。
If a person doesn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, he's going to have sinned enough sins in life for him to have to plead guilty.
所以 每一个不信主的人，他在生命中积攒了很多的罪，他将来在审判的时候都会求主能够赦免他。
And the Bible teaches us that it's going to be so bad, there's not going to be any argument here.
但是圣经告诉我们，在审判的时候你没法争辩。
The verse goes like this. Every mouth will be stopped.
圣经说，就是所有的嘴都要闭上。
And all the world will become guilty before God.
整个世界都会在神面前感到羞愧，感到有罪。
Okay, but this verse says, we're back to our verse again now. verse 12 at the end says, another book was opened, which is the book of life.
然后十二节还是十二节，他说另有一卷展开，就是生命册。
So there's two kinds of books. There's the books with all the bad things we've done.
所以有两种书，一个书就是记载了我们所有做的坏事。
And then there's another book called the Book of Life.
另外还有就是生命册。
And the Book of Life is something like a bibliography.
生命册有点像那个是花名册。
A bibliography is a list of books.
就是百科全书。
Okay. Yeah.It's a book with a, it's a book of lists of books.
对，就是百科全书，是把所有的书都列上去的那么一本书。
And God has got a list in heaven of all the names of the people who are Christians.
然后神在天上他有一本书，里面记载了每一个基督徒的名字。
And all the names of the Christians are there, but each Christian is in itself a book.
每一个基督徒他的名字背后其实就是一本书。
So if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, your name is in this book.
如果你接受耶稣基督做你的救主的话，你的名字就在这生命册上了。
But from your name is a reference to the book of your life. And all the good things you've done in your life are going to be recorded in that book.
然后在你的名字这个索引下呢，你就找到一本记录你做的所有的好事的这个。
And when I get to heaven, I am going to read your book.
然后以后我到天堂的话，我会读你这本书的。
And I'm going to see all these outstanding things that you did.
我会读你做的所有出色的事情。
And I'm going to say, but I knew him, I knew her, I didn't see all these good things.
然后他会说，哎，我虽然认识他或者认识他，但是我没有看到他做的这些好的事情。
And God is going to say, Harold, these were gold and silver and precious stones, small little things hidden in the corner of their lives. You didn't see them, but I've recorded them. And they're in the book forever.
然后神会说，他说 Harold, 你不知道这些好的事情都是在他生命里呢很小的地方隐藏的金银宝石。他说你没看见，但是我都记下来了。
And when you read my book, you're going to say, oh, your book's kind of short, isn't it, Harold?
他说如果你看读我的书的话，你会说，哎呦 ，Harold, 你这本书不太长啊，挺短的。
And I'll have to say yes, it's short because so many things had to be burned up.
然后他就说，哎呀，他短是因为好多东西都烧掉了呀。
But by God's grace, there'll be some good things there.
他说，但是靠主的恩典，还是留下了一点东西。
Each one of us are going to have a marvelous book.
说我们每一个人都会有这样一本很奇妙的。
But the question is, how do you get your name in the book?
问题就是你怎么能把你的名字写在这本生命册上呢
？Okay.And I'm not absolutely sure, but I think this is the way it goes.
但是我不是特别明确定哈，但是我觉得应该是这样的方式写在上面的。
I think that every person who is ever born into this world gets his name in the book.
就是每一个降生在这世上的人，他的名字开始都是写在这本生命册上的。
But then God watches, and if that person in life refuses to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, the name is taken out.
然后神就一直在观看，如果在这个人的一生中，他拒绝了耶稣基督做他的救主的话，他的名字就从生命册上被涂抹了。
So God and Moses had a discussion one day.
所以有一天，摩西和神之间有一番谈话。
And God was praying. Sorry, Moses was praying for the people.
然后摩西在为以色列民向神祷告。
And Moses said, God, if you can't save these people.Take my name out of your book.
然后摩西说：“神啊，如果你不肯原谅他们，不肯原谅你的名的话，你就把我的名字从生命册上涂抹了吧。”
God says, "I won't take your name out, Moses. But the people who sinned against me, I've got to take their names."
然后神说：“摩西，我不会把你的名字涂抹掉的。只有那些犯罪得罪我的人，我会把他们的名字涂抹掉。”
How do you make sure your name's in the book?
你怎么才能确保你的名字在这个生命册上呢？
You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You say, Lord Jesus, I don't deserve to have my name in your book, but Jesus died for me, and I want him to be my Savior. Please save me.
Amen.
你需要做的就是接受耶稣基督做你的救主。你跟主说，我本不配把名字写在生命册上，但是你为我死了，你为我的罪付上了代价。
But the person who says maybe tomorrow，
可能有的人可能说，哎，要不明天再说吧。
Maybe some other time，
或者其他的时间我再说吧。
And never does ask the Lord Jesus to save them， He can't save them。
然后他这一辈子可能都永远没有接受耶稣基督做他的救主，那他就不能得救了。
So there's a story in John chapter 5, and I've just got to give this for illustration. But there's a story in John chapter 5 about a great big pool.
在约翰福音五章里面讲了一个故事，是有一个毕士大的池子。
Okay, and in this pool, there was a lot of water.
在池子里有很多的水。
And around the pool were people like you and me, only they were all sick, 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 sick.
围着这个池子呢，又有很多病人，就像我们围着这个桌子一样的。
And the Lord Jesus came one day, and there was a man who'd been lying there, I think, for 38 years.
然后有一天，主来到这个池子那里，那池子边上躺着一个人，他已经在这，他已经病了38年了。
And he said to the man,
然后主耶稣对这个人说
，He said, "Listen, would you like to be healed?"
然后他说，你想得痊愈吗？
And the man said, well, I don't know how.
他说我不知道怎么做。
And Jesus said to him again, do you want to be healed?
然后主说你先别管怎么你我问你你想不想得痊愈。
And he said, yes.
然后他说是的我想。
And he was lying on a mat, couldn't get up. When he said that he wanted to be healed, the Lord Jesus said, you rise up and walk. And the man got up. And he walked, probably for the first time in his life.
然后他躺在一个垫子上，然后当他说他愿意得痊愈的时候，主就说你起来，拿着你的褥子走。然后他就站起来了，这可能是他一辈子第一次站起来。
All right, so let's you pretend that you're around this pool.
我们假设我们也在。
And you're really, really sick.
然后我们病得很厉害。
And you've been there for days or weeks or months or years.
但在这里待了很多天很多月。
And the person sitting beside you gets healed.
然后在你旁边的一个人，哎，被治好了。
What would you say?
然后你会说。
If you'd been there that day and the person beside you got healed, what would you say?
如果你旁边那个人被治好了，你那天就在那儿，你会怎么说？
What would you say?
Miracle.
Yeah. What else would you say?
I want.
Good.
Yeah, I want to be healed.
Yeah, I want to. You'd say, me too.Me too.
我也想
被治好。I want to be healed too. Okay, that's what it's all about. That's what we need to do. We need to say, Jesus, I want you to save me too.
这就是所有问题的关
键。I want my name in that book, but don't take my name out. Make sure my name's there.
你会跟主说，主啊，我也想得救，你不要把我的名字涂掉，我也想我的名字在生命册上。
And so Revelation chapter 5 and verse 20 ends with these terrible words.
然后我们还回到启示录二十章。
It says, if any man's name, verse 15, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
说若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
What do you say? I don't want the lake of fire.
嗯，我可不想去火湖里。
I don't want the lake of fire. I want the Lord Jesus to save me. Me too, Lord. Me too. I want my name in your book. Don't blot my name out. I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior so that my name will stay in that book.
我会说主啊，我不想去火湖，我想让你能救我，我想让我的名字能在生命册上。
All right. Probably because of time, we should have some questions now. Because I've gone over lots of things very quickly. Questions on anything we've been talking about.
时间的关系，我们留一点提问的时间，因为 Harold 已经讲了很多了。凡是跟他讲过的相关的，大家有什么问题都可以问。
就我问一个问题，就是他说那个金造房子的那个材料不是是金吗？金就是建造人嘛。
嗯。
就是比如说。像刚刚开始的新的信徒自己感觉就还不是很好就去传这样子有什么问题或者该注意什么
So you just mentioned we are all builders to build our house
Yes
And the goal is you build with people
Yes
So that means you should tell people about gospel
Yes
So Nicole said as a new believer we are not mature in spiritual truth
Yes
Shall we go to tell other people the gospel
Yes
Or just wait and
yes.
until we get mature
John chapter 1
约翰福音一章
John chapter 1, verse 43.
43节
Verse 43 says, The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Go ahead.
又次日耶稣想要往加利利去。
Finding Philip, he said to Philip, Follow me.
遇见腓力就对他说来跟从我吧。
Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida.
这腓力是伯塞大人和安德烈彼得同城。
The next verse says, Philip found Nathanael.
下一个经文讲腓力找到拿但业。
How long had Philip known Jesus?
就腓力认识耶稣基督多长时间
One day.
Yeah, maybe a few hours, maybe a day. Okay, what's he do? Philip finds Nathanael and told him, We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
腓力找到拿但业对他说摩西在律法书上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣
How much did Philip know about Jesus?
腓力对耶稣基督知道多少
Not very much
不是很
多 He knew a little bit
只有一点
What did he say?
然后他说什么呢
He said we have found him
他说我们已经找到那一位了。
That's what people are looking for all over the world, isn't it? What's the answer?
这就是我们世上每一个人都在寻找的那个答案，不是吗？那答案是什么呢？
Okay. You can't answer every question from the Bible.
我们不能回答关于圣经的每一个问题。
But you can say, look what I found.
你可以跟他们说，看看我找到了什么。
You can say, I have found him, and then you can tell a little bit about him.
然后你说我找到了这一位，你可以给他讲你知道的那一点。
Okay. Now, the problem is you don't know all the answers, do you?
问题就是你不知道所有问题的答案，是吗？
We don't either. Okay. So, what's the next verse say?
下一经文讲什么？
Nathanael said to him, Can any good come from there? Nathanael asked.
拿但也对他说，拿撒路还能出什么好的吗？
And Philip said, I don't know. And you'll find when you start telling people about Jesus, they'll ask you a question you don't know the answer to. And you'll be like Philip, you'll say, I don't know.
腓力也没法回答这个拿但业的这个问题。我们有时候给别人传福音的时候，人家会问很多问题，我们不知道怎么回答。
And so what did Philip say after that?
Come and see for yourself.
They ask you a question, you say, well, take a look. You can come and see, you can read the Bible.
如果有人问你们，你就说，那这是圣经，你拿回去自己读读吧。
You can say, we're going to have a Bible study. You come with us.
我们有圣经学习，你可以来参加。
You say, you wait, I'll give you an answer tomorrow.
他说你可以等一等，我回去研究一下，明天告诉你答案。
And you get down on your knees, you ask the Lord to give you an answer.
你可以跪下来，在神面前祷告，求神给你一个答案。
And my friend Mel got saved next door a few years ago.
我朋友是隔壁邻居，他几年前信主的。
And he didn't really know what much about very much.But anyway, he told some of the people at work after he got saved. He said, you know, I've become a Christian.
他其实对神的真理也不是知道很多，然后但他信主以后就跟几个朋友讲，我已经是基督徒了。
And one of the men where he worked said, that's very interesting. He said, I'd like to go to lunch with you because I've got some questions.
有一个跟他一起工作的人很感兴趣说，这很有趣，我跟你一起吃中饭吧，我还有些问题要问你。
Mel said, but I've only been a Christian for 2 or 3 weeks.
然后他这个朋友 Mel 就说，哎呀，我才做了几个星期，两三个星期基督徒啊。
So he didn't know. He said, I don't know the answers. What am I going to do?
然后他说，哎呀，我也不知道这个怎么回答，怎么办呢？
So he prayed.
然后他祷告。
And then he went to lunch.
然后他就去跟他吃饭了。
And the friend asked him a question.
然后这个朋友问他一个问题。
And he answered it.
然后他就回答了。
Then the friend asked him another question.
然后他又问了一个问题。
And he answered it too.
他又回答了。
And the friend asked him another. He had the answers to the questions.
然后他又回答，又问第三个，他还能回答。
And in his heart and in his mind, he said, I must be a Christian because only God could give me the answers to those questions.
然后在他的脑子里，他相信我必须成为一个基督徒，因为他说只有神能够回答这些问题。
So you tell people about Jesus. The Lord will help you.
所以我们只管跟别人讲耶稣基督，神会帮助我们的。
Yeah, and don't feel badly if you don't have all the answers. Sometimes when you ask me a question, I've got answers. Sometimes when you ask me a question, I don't have any answer at all.
所以我们回答不出问题的时候，不要觉得不好。就像我一样，有的时候你问我问题，我有答案；有的时候我根本啥也不知道。
But I open my mouth and I start to talk.
但是我还是开口跟你讲。
And I'm amazed at what comes out.
然后他会很惊奇。从嘴里说出来的话。
God helps me.
因为神帮助我。
And sometimes I have to say to you, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer.
但有的时候我会跟你说，我真的不知道答案。
那万一有时候真是不小心，万一说错了一点怎么办？
为什么后果?
But in case we said something wrong, we should.
If you say something wrong, you go back tomorrow and you say I said something wrong.
对，如果你不小心讲错了，你第二天再去找到这个人说我说错了上次。
Sure. And they're not going to be surprised.
那他们不会很意外的。
They probably will ask the same questions that you asked before you got saved yourself.
就很多人都会问你在信主以前问的同样的问题。
Why do you want to be saved? You say, because I have this burden of sin. I want to be forgiven. And you're already doing it, my darling Nicole. You're doing it already.
妈妈说，Nicole其实一直在做这个事情。就是有些人会问你，你为什么要信耶稣基督呢？你会说，我心里有这个罪的重担，我想让耶稣基督把它拿走。
那我还有一个问题，就他这里说两本书，一本书就是你的名字，你是基督徒在这本书上，还有一个就是你做的那些事情。那这个你是不是基督徒是应该是？他怎么判断？就是说，应该是按实际，你按照圣经里指导你的所作所为，还是就是说我只是形式上啊？我跟人家说我是基督徒，我受了洗，但实际他所作所为并不完全按这样的这个圣经上的行为规范，他还是做很多坏事。就是说，到大审判的时候，这个他应该是按你的实际吧，不应该按你形式上你说我是基督徒，我受了洗了。
Brenda's question is, you mentioned there's a book of life,
yes.
So all the Christians' names are on the book.
Yes.
Yeah. So Brenda's question is, how God know who is Christian? By what standard? By what they did? Or by other things? Because many Christians, they call themselves Christians, but what they did is even better, even worse than
yes,
the
unbelievers.
Yes.
Yes.
On the other side, some people they didn't get baptized and
yes.
they didn't claim that they believe Jesus as their saviors. But
yes.
but their behavior are very good. And
yes.
They did all things according to the Bible.
Yes. Brenda has many questions. That wasn't just one question, Brenda. That was many questions.
对，他说你这个其实是一个系列问题了，嗯，很多问题。
All right. So I just want to answer the simple first question because we're out of time. But the first question I want to answer is, how does the Lord know who's a Christian?
对，就第一个问题就是神怎么知道谁是基督徒？
Someone has got to help me find the verse now. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Where is that verse? I thought it was in 2 Timothy, but I'm not sure.
I think it's Timothy.
let's
say that again.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Chapter 2, verse 19.
Chapter 2, verse 19. Thank you. Okay.
Is it right?
All right. Brenda, it's 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章。
And we're going to start reading in verse 17.
从17节开始读347页。
And this is people who are not believers. It says, let me see if I can read it here. Their teaching will spread like a gangrene among whom are Hymenaeus and Philetus.
他们这里讲的这两个人是不是真信徒，他说他们的话如同 毒疮越烂越大，其中有徐米乃和菲里图。
These are men who said they were Christians, but they didn't act like it.
这两个是他自己声称是基督徒，但实际上他活出来的不是基督徒的样式。
Verse 18, they have wandered away from the truth.
第十八节说他们偏离了真道。
They even said that the resurrection has taken place already.
他们甚至说复活的事已过。
And they destroy the faith of some.
然后他们就败坏了好些人的信心。
Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说。
And this is what it says, the Lord knows those who are his.
这上面说主认识谁是他的人。
So the Lord knows whose name's on the list. And the Lord knows from everyone's heart whose name should be on the list. But the verse goes on and says, let everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness.
又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
So Brenda, if the person doesn't, turn from wickedness,He doesn't believe. He says he believes. The Lord knows his heart. And if he doesn't turn from wickedness, he will, he's not a believer. He didn't turn from wickedness.
因为神知道我们每个人的内心，如果一个人他没有从不义那里离开，就他没有离弃不义的话呢，即使他说他是基督徒，神也知道。
So just in closing, Romans chapter 10. Just to finish our time together. Next week, more questions.
Romans
chapter 10. Romans chapter 10.
我们下星期再安排更多提问的时间。
Verse 9.
第九节。
It says that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
How can you be saved? Number one, believe in your heart. God raised Jesus from the dead.
你怎么才能得救呢？第一步就是你要信耶稣基督，而且信神使他从死里复活。
Number two, you say, Jesus is my Lord.
第二步就说
with your mouth.
耶稣基督你是我的主。
Say it.
All right. Our time is more than gone. We're going to carry on. There is judgment ahead. And so the Bible says, because there is wrath, beware, lest Lord, take you away. We can get saved any time in life. You can't get saved after you're dead. All right.
审判就在我们前面了，就是我们得趁着还活着的时候信，因为神说很有可能下一秒钟他就把你的灵魂取走。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you're such an honest God that you will even warn us of what's to come.
主啊，我们感谢你是这样一位诚实的主，你警告我们将来要发生的事情。
And we pray for each one today that we will be ready for judgment day.
我们为今天在座的每一位祷告，让我们都为将来的审判的那一天做好准备。
Lord, help us to believe and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
求你让我们能够相信。更承认耶稣基督是我的救主。
And then, Lord, help us to plant our fields and to build our houses wisely so that there will be good reward.
求你帮助我们，让我们能够更智慧地耕种我们的田地，建造我们的房屋。
Thank you for everyone here, Lord. Bless them all, we ask in Jesus' name.
我们为今天每一位向你献上感谢，求你祝福他们。奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.